Hey, what's up? It's Dr. Ward. Welcome to this episode of Into the Fix. So last week we talked about the power of thought and how sometimes just changing the way you're thinking about a situation can affect and change in a positive way the way you're handling or performing in a situation. Today I want to talk about walking your walk. So I had a really strange situation happen last week. I'd recorded this podcast, started my work week, and then got a call that there had been an emergency in the family with my mom and that she had been hospitalized and I needed to go to Florida to see her. So we could get into that whole part of the story a different time. But the main point is I was at a hospital and it was people who mainly had had strokes and heart attacks and things like that. I think the entire hospital was for that, actually. And so I was there for a couple of days. And it had taken, you know, by the time that we had found the news out and had gotten sort of flight arrangements and all that sort of stuff, it had taken, you know, a day to kind of actually get down there after we sort of got the news for me. And then my sister and brother came down shortly thereafter. And so when I got there, I was talking to one of the nurses who was sort of overseeing my mom's room and that sort of area of the hospital, and was basically sort of kind of apologetic, you know, that it took me so long to get down there, you know, with travel arrangements and stuff like that. And the nurse was like, well, you know, we understand, like, you know, sometimes it takes people a minute to get like across the country and stuff like that. She's like, you know, we don't really think much about that. She said the sadder situations are when we look at somebody's life and we see that everybody important to them or who's supposed to be important to them lives within an hour and they're still not here. And I was like, wow, that really happens. And she said, yeah, basically, you know, that there are times when, you know, that the whole family will live within 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes of the hospital and the person will still be in the hospital with no visitors. So it got me started thinking about a couple things, two things actually in particular. One, what it got me started thinking about was just the pure fragility of life. And not that, like, you know, one minute you're here and the next minute you're not. I mean, I think we all sort of accept that on some level. But the fragility of sort of life as we know it, right? That one moment I could be here sort of living my best life, and then I could have a stroke or a heart attack or anything else that doesn't kill me, but it totally changes the outlook of my life. That I go from somebody who's sort of a fully functioning, somewhat mentally well-adjusted human being to now having some physical limitations and not being able to live the life that I was living just a mere 24 hours earlier. And so one of the things that struck me was how literally life can change in an instant. How one minute I can be making plans for Christmas and the next minute I'm wondering if I'm even going to be able to wrap presents because physical changes. And so one thing that sort of struck me was that sort of the fragility of life, that how quickly things can change. And I see this not just in terms of sort of life and death, but in terms of just sort of life in general. I have a friend I know who is in real estate and was rolling in dough for years and years and years, living a great life. And then COVID happens and suddenly people don't have to pay rent and suddenly businesses are vacating his rentals and all this sort of stuff. He said, I went from thinking about which Land Rover I was going to buy next year to wondering if my lifestyle was going to survive at all. And so one thing that struck me was sort of just the fragility of life, how things can change. The other thing that sort of struck me was, you know, when we were talking about people not showing up, when we were talking about family members not showing up, was I was wondering, what was the backstory? What was the story that led to people being on death's door or in the hospital in a very serious situation? What has happened that then the people who you would think would be important to that person don't come? And one of the things that I think it comes down to is, I don't think that everybody actually walks the walk. And here's what I mean. If you talk to a lot of people, they will say that their family is the most important thing to them, right? They'll say the family is the most important thing. They'll say that, you know, my wife's the most important thing or my kids are the most important thing. And I think for the most part, people believe that, right? I don't think people are just completely full of shit. So when somebody says, oh, you know, my family is the most important thing to me, I actually think they believe that. Question for me is this. If you say that your family is the most important thing to you, does your life reflect that? When it comes to making choices, and one of the choices are my family, does my family always win? Because if I'm actually walking the walk, if I'm actually doing what I say I'm doing, then whenever there's a choice between something else and my family should win. And that's not me, Dr. Ward, telling you what I think. No, that's you. If you tell me that your family is the most important thing to you, then your actions should reflect that. But here's the problem. A lot of people say the right thing, but very few people actually do the right thing. And here's what I mean. A lot of people know that they're supposed to say their family is the most important thing to them. If somebody asked you, you know, hey, what's the most important thing to you? And you say work or going to the bar or anything else other than my family, my wife, my kids, most people are going to raise an eyebrow at you and go like, really? The bar is the most important thing to you? Like, really? Wow. But they'd be very sort of disappointed in that answer. And so a lot of people know that the right answer to the most important thing to me is supposed to be family, wife, kids, whatever it is. But I think a lot of people in their heart of hearts don't actually believe that. And here's what I mean. If putting my family first means that we have to live in an impoverished situation, would I be willing to do that? I'm not sure. You know, I love my family for sure, and I would tell you my family is my number one priority. But to me, part of that priority is ensuring a certain quality of life. And so if you said, well, you know, in order for you to truly prioritize your family, you need to change your career and be around more, and as a result, you're going to have less financial stability. Would I sign up for that? I'm not sure. I'll be honest with you, right? Like, the part of me that wants to be a good dad and a good husband wants to say yes. But the part of me that knows me and knows that I don't want to stay in shitty hotels and that I don't want to wear secondhand clothes and that I don't want to live the life of a pauper struggles with that answer. Because I know what the answer is supposed to be. But I also know what I want that answer to be. And what I want that answer to be is I don't need to make a choice. That I can have it all. The problem is very few people can have it all. At some point, we have to make choices. And the question for me comes down to this. Do the choices I'm making, do the choices you're making, reflect the things that you, or that I, claim are a priority? If I say my family is the most important thing to me, do my actions reflect that? Can you look back at my life and say, yep, you know what? When he had a chance to do this, he did that instead. When he had a chance to do this, he did this other thing instead. And all these things show that his family is the most important thing. That's what I would hope. I would hope you would see that. The problem for me is this. Very few things are completely black or white. Very few people are always going to put their family first. Very few people are going to always prioritize family over work. It's just not going to happen. The question comes down to this. Are you walking or are you talking? Are you saying the right things? Are you doing the right things? Are you saying the things people expect you to say? Are you doing the things that you expect yourself to do? That's the question for me. The goal for me, I think the goal for everyone, should be at the end of my life, the life I've lived reflects the beliefs I have. It doesn't mean I'm always perfect. It doesn't mean I'm always going to get it right. It doesn't mean that even if I say my family is my top priority, that I'm always going to do that. It doesn't. The question is do I realize that that's the test? Do I realize that it's not about me walking around, you know, going to football games and screaming that I'm the best dad? That doesn't matter. Do I realize that what matters the most is that over time, over the long haul, am I doing the things that I say are important to me? Am I showing through my actions the things that I value? So that's it for me. That's it for this episode. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Into The Fix. If you're in Pittsburgh, I have a private pay practice in Sewickley. Information for that can be found at andrewwardphd.com. This is Dr. Ward. I'll talk to you again next time.